Why can't I be you? It's not just a lyric. It's a question as old as human envy. But in the age of social media, it's taken on a new, divisive meaning. Identity, who we are, what we represent, and how we navigate the world has become one of the most politicized battlegrounds of our time. Social media didn't create this phenomenon, but it's amplified it, turning personal expression into public performance and weaponizing identity for clicks, clout, and conflict. How did identity become political? What's the role of social media in shaping and distorting identity? And how does propaganda exploit our deepest insecurities to divide and control us? Why can't I be you is fueling a cultural. Let's start with how identity became political in the first place. Identity, our race, gender, class, religion, and more, has always been tied to power. Who gets to vote? Who gets to own property? Who gets to have a voice? These are all questions rooted in identity. But in the modern era, identity politics emerged as a way for marginalized groups to demand recognition and rights. Civil rights, women's lib, LGBTQ plus equality. All these movements were about reclaiming identity and challenging the systems that had denied it. The rise of identity politics also led to backlash. Some people began to feel that their own identities were being threatened. Instead of seeing progress as a collective win, they saw it as a loss for their group. And that's where the "why can't I be you" question takes root. It's not just about envy, it's about fear. Fear of losing status, power, and belonging. Enter social media, the accelerant to the fire. Social media took identity, which was already political, and turned it into performance art. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok encourage us to broadcast our identities, to curate our personas, and, of course, to compare ourselves to others. What does this do? It creates echo chambers. Algorithms push us towards people who think like us, reinforcing our beliefs and narrowing our perspectives. Algorithms make a smaller world for each of us. It breeds comparison and envy. Seeing curated highlights of someone else's life can make us feel like we must be failing. And it turns identity into currency. On social media, identity is a brand. The more visible your identity, the more likes, followers, and engagement you can generate. And that equals cash. But this also makes identity a commodity. Something to be marketed and consumed rather than authentically lived. When identity becomes a performance, it's ripe for exploitation. And that brings us to propaganda. Propaganda and the weaponization of identity. Propaganda thrives on division, and identity is the perfect fault line to exploit. Create a villain. Propaganda paints certain groups as threats, whether it's immigrants, feminists, or billionaires. This stokes fear and anger, driving people to pick sides. Amplify the differences. Social media algorithms boost divisive content because the outrage drives engagement. The result? A fractured society, and everyone feels under attack. Then we sell the solution. Once the division is in place, someone profits, whether it's a political party, a corporation, or an influencer. The genius or the tragedy of propaganda is that it convinces us that the fight is between each other, rather than where it should be, against the systems that exploit us all. What does this cost us? It costs us a lot. Fractured communities. We're too busy fighting over identity and we lose sight of shared struggles and collective goals. Lost potential. Imagine the progress we'd make if we weren't tearing each other down. Identity wars distract us from solving real problems like climate change, economic inequality, systemic injustice. I mean, really, how important is it if he wants to wear a skirt? What the fuck does that do to your life? Oh, nothing. Maybe? Yeah. So, mental health suffers. Constant comparison and division take a toll on our well-being. It leaves us anxious, angry, isolated. And the people in power aren't fighting these battles. They're watching from the sidelines, benefiting from the chaos. So what's the way forward? Can we reclaim identity from the grips of propaganda and social media performance? Recognize the game. Understand how social media and propaganda manipulate you. Awareness is the first step if you choose to break free. Seek authenticity over performance. Stop treating identity as a brand. Focus on living authentically and not curating your life for an audience. Lately, there's been a movement of people showing dirty houses. It's gimmicky, it's convention, but it's better than the alternative, isn't it? Instead of asking, why can't I be you, ask, what do we have in common? Shared humanity doesn't erase differences. It strengthens our ability to work together. And this is a continuing, you're going to hear this message again and again, hold systems accountable. That's the real fight. It's against systems that exploit, divide, and oppress. If we shift our focus to that, we can find power, real power. And why can't I be you is the wrong question. The better question is, why can't I be me? In a world that thrives on comparison and conflict, being yourself, truly yourself, may be the most radical act of all. Stop playing into the hands of those who profit from our division. Start building a society where identity is something to celebrate, not commodify. Stay curious, stay critical. See you next time.